lying here, dreaming of the times when your body was right next to me. I don't know how we two have come apart, but I want you to come back to me. I need to feel your arms around me, the way we were back.
So this is a local song, right? This is local music, a local artist. Huh? We're live on air. That's a local song. That is a fellow by the name of Ian, spelled E-Y-A-N, right? That's the other alter ego. You got several of them. You go.
How do you say monikers?
Monikers.
Okay. Walter Ego.
Yeah.
These fellas in here, though.
One thing we didn't touch on is the amalgamation of the two competitions.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey, your thoughts?
I see where a power sucker would checkmate. That's the word?
That could work.
Checkmate a sweet sucker anytime.
Yeah. Just because of the pace and the
tempo,
the hype,
and the drive.
The hype, yeah.
Time and day makes a difference.
If he sings happy,
so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Lyric or Mikey,
in trouble.
He can't win. I can tell you the truth, he went there for me at Botanical Gardens. I thought his presentation was so pleasant, so different. I went through the piece there with the Barry Wayne anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I hug it when they say. But listen, I got to hug it when this. I was getting ready to run. I barely came on one side.
Aye.
I got to listen, I hug it when this is going down there.
It's a good thing because you would hurt yourself. But I got to ask this question, though. Having said that, right? Having said that power soca would trump, using the word trump,
that's the word
sweet soca in a conversation.
Unfortunate term, but yeah.
Yeah, I had to reach for it. I didn't want to use it. But yeah. Bad pun. But, however, look at what happened with Tune of the Crop. And people asking, how come sometimes win? When you got songs that change for the road.
But watch it. The judging points are known.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't quarrel with outcome because people wanted to give Led Pipe something.
Okay.
Just because he resonated with them so well, they wanted to give him something. And they knew what the judging points were. I was at Bridge Gap and Bank Hall right there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear it at all. Not that I don't understand
the dynamics at play, right?
I understand. But I'm saying, it was not the most
played song on the road.
On the road. But I understand why it was the most played song at the judging point, because they were known. If they weren't known, we might have a different outcome.
Well, Sluggy said the same thing. So
I see you nodding.
Listen, here we just said, Ian, I said that yesterday. Extremely happy you said it, right? Because I'm saying, well, I understand white pipe man, and I am not angry at all. Actually, because me knowing the talented brother, right, I'm extremely glad for him.
Correct.
But I'm saying, like, going forward, if you have the judging points known, Smokey, it is stupid to have the judging points known for the music.
You have a contrary outcome.
That's stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no rationale behind that for the costumes, yes. But God, different judges wearing the body, know where they are. Mm-hmm. They're anonymous. So you can have a true representation
of what happened on the
road.
A point of order.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
This is Barbados.
Yeah, but you can have...
And working out where the judges are.
Okay.
Everything?
Yes.
About Marcy is known. About Marcy is known.
Who's Marcy?
See? You don't even know who Marcy is. I'm saying it can happen.
No.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
Marcy's
politics.
Marcy's starting at secretive.
Yeah.
I got scum.
Yeah.
Listen. We got judges by the corner eagle.
Man,
we got judges in map shop. We got judges by the metal gate.
Every single judge you can know? Nah, not all.
You should know all, though.
You can know some. Some you can give it, but not all.
You should know all, though.
And I can show you something. Why, Smokey? Why you wrong, right, Smokey? Because you know you ain't studying it how you study. Because you studied this for years. Because I had to hear it judges long, right? The judges don't know. The judges don't have to know where they're going to be.
Yeah, you could count them. Yeah,
but
yeah.
All what's happening that people is get jobs, Dennis, that don't know how to do it.
So you got
you will give them an idea, yes, and they will run with it.
That's
you understand? I didn't want to say this to small. I didn't want to say this on air, right?
But Slucky does.
But the judges
problem.
Don't go and know where they're going to be.
That is the problem of the judges.
Can't understand where
they
judges
do not know what they're supposed to do. That's the problem of the judges. Criteria is one thing. You can write criteria as big as you want on a piece of card. You don't got a wall of smart criteria.
But,
40 points, but they don't understand what it means. Yeah. You're still going to have a problem. You have Mikey beating the crowd by 23 points. From where?
And like and but
from
that,
where?
But that ain't making no
not
sense.
Not that Mikey show me, you know. Don't misunderstand me. Nah, Mikey, my
yeah.
And then Mikey bad. And then if I'm going to fight you, I'm going to be running against all.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to you, cannot beat the crowd by 23 points.
But and for sure, like that is so insulting, right,
but,
Dennis?
But
like,
the problem is that they are supposed to be, I don't know if they still are, workshops for judges so they understand what each.
How long? Three year workshops.
That the cost of the judges there that should have, when they got that call, I want to be judges to say, sorry, no, I'm not qualified. They should have said it to themselves.
Yes.
I am not qualified.
If you're a man or woman enough.
If you're a man or woman enough, yes. You should say, listen, I can't do this job.
Yeah,
because you can't.
Yeah. Because I see two names that was on the panel that, like.
We don't need to call names. We don't need to call names.
No, I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Can't call names.
There
but
are more
I'm saying.
That I saw that.
Wait, when I say toy, don't mean lit. I mean, like, a few then. I saw a few names. I'm like, what that boy do all the life? The city boy, he met close all the life, all of a sudden judging a singing competition. And just run an example. Like, they can't think to me to be nonsense.
But no, but if you look
saw,
at the
you
panel.
Heard, you heard my team? My judging panel that could judge both competitions?
If you had Alan and Smokey.
Alan Shepard.
Alan
Dean
Shepard.
Stryker,
Dean.
John Ruitt.
John.
Charles Lewis.
Charles Lewis.
Ricky Amy. And
Basil
Archer.
Archer.
Judge both competitions and we'll do it immaculately.
Me, Sweet Soak and Primark?
All two.
Sweet Soak and Primark.
No, he means.
Pick of the crop.
Pick of the crop.
Pick of the crop and party.
And
party.
Because you know there's no.
And nobody can go there and tell him, listen.
Nobody can.
That's a wrong
them.
That's a wrong note.
You.
Nobody can question them?
That panel's sweet, yeah.
Nobody can question them?
Nobody can go there and listen. Thing here.
No.
Also, I wasn't even saying that, but that is a plus because those names you call for sure, nobody can get to them.
They can't bribe them.
Yeah,
can't tell them nothing about nothing.
Also, the knowledge is there.
In
Calypso and Soca.
Exactly.
Not just a musician, because I find out they used to do
and
right.
They played everything before the place.
They played them, yeah.
Before the place.
They
so
used
right.
to play. They used to play
it's
covers.
All.
They used to play covers.
Yes.
Hold on. The time in the early days when the judges just sit down in the stands, A, B, C, D, Louis Lynch.
Randomly, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Richard Stokey and my not. Right? The she just said, Richard, the lowest mark is one.
Yeah,
Richard Stokey. You can't
get not. He get not. So the judge didn't want, she just didn't want to argue at the time.
How you get not?
You see, we deliberate at the end. So at the end, he got Richard, I expected me not. Richard, he's not a Calypsonian. He was not inky. And I'm not rubbing out this knot.
Yeah, Richard, take it down.
Listen, I'm sure Stout said that with a straight face,
straight
right?
Listen, more than.
And there was no malice aforethought either.
Yeah.
As we spoke earlier.
Right.
He's out twice in a day.
I will.
Richard is one of the first people that I see in terms of music, right? Like, speak out about him judging and doing something like that and justifying it. But Legislet is another person that is defending himself fairly well. Mm-hmm. Right? My only problem is the chief judge thing, but I didn't get to that when they finish. But Richard said, like, Sandy don't know the categorize music or people. No, I hope they got action, pictures, they got comedies, they got drama. Mm-hmm. I find the music we don't know, so like, he'll be judging Pickety Crop and then we'll got Duke Chet Eddie Shirt judging.
I don't understand the chief judge thing though. I know you skip past that.
Like how? Like what is
what, what are you doing that's different?
Right, if you got a tie.
You get more money.
If you got a tie.
Why do you need a tie? Why can't you sort that out? We all were there. We saw X. We saw Bob.
Yes.
And we saw Jim.
Yeah.
And now we are at the same points.
But what kind of
do we think Bob was better than Jim or do you think Jim was better than Bob?
Correct.
Sort that out.
And it's quite easy to sort.
Sort it out.
What did I tell you?
I remember.
Because AC was good. For me, I would give TC second place, clear.
But you see that gate? I don't like that word either.
Sorry. Awarding. Awarding.
I would say.
Awarding.
I think TC's performance was better than Adrian.
Correct.
They can't be the same.
I remember.
As subjective as talent is and art is. Yeah.
And I'm sure they want money either.
I think it's the weighted system that did that, the ranking system.
I heard that too.
That puts in them kind of things. But let me say this, huh?
You can't be an assistant, you got a chief judge. But so you got to tell me the purpose of chief judge.
Exactly. What is
chief judge? Chief judge supposed to trump that.
He can't. He can't. I looked at a deputy chief judge.
For what reason? Yeah. Just nominal?
Just to pay more money. Yeah, just to pay more money.
Yes, Smokey.
Somebody explains here, somebody. Chief judge is the only judge who judges at every stage.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
So from preliminary to final. Okay, all right. Okay.
That doesn't help us.
Yeah,
and every judge does what?
Judge at every other stage.
Is there in case the chief is not there?
I think
29 after four, fellas. I have to do
he
this.
He also chairs deliberation.
All right, I have to do this.
I still got to tell
you. I have to do this right now, fellas. Fireworks 2019 in association with the COSCAP, in association with Armstrong Agencies, and in association with West Indian Waterproofing. Gentleman says online, and I answered him in my way, and I'll get you. He says, if we removed the money and the competition from Crawhover in an attempt to fuel production and release music at all times throughout the year, what would be the initial result when it's done, especially when this year we saw more persons take part in the pick of the crop, attend the finals due to the increase in prize money? Question for your guests and you. I don't think people attended the finals because of the increase in prize money, one. And two, I did not say, and I did not mean, if you picked it that way, to say remove the competition or the prize money from pick of the crop. I was suggesting that we have incentives to produce year-round music until the artists get the feel of royalties in their pocket from music produced throughout the year.
Let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a bigger crowd this year than last year?
Yes.
Discernibly?
Not for me.
Okay. But what I think is the one song laid the ground for a more fervent, you have one chance to do this thing. I think the competition was more exciting.
I know.
Mm-hmm. So
Smokey requested
and you had more artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
That made a big difference. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we didn't have 20. I really don't understand the 18.
Yeah,
it didn't make any sense to me. You had 10 with two, mm-hmm. and you couldn't get 10. You couldn't get 20. That didn't make any sense to me at all.
I suppose they wanted 19 and 18, what, 17 and the returning monarch, so they had an even number. I don't know the reason.
It didn't make no sense. Listen, you had before it was what?
10. You used to get
10 plus the returning monarch.
No, it used to be nine and the return.
So you had 20 songs.
Yeah, you had 20 songs, correct.
So we can just get 20 songs again.
Yeah.
Which is 19 plus, I don't know what that was all about. But anyhow, I think it led for a more heated battle.
I still think that down the road, mm-hmm. we're going to have a point where the Calypso's, we ain't got them strong topics. We ain't got salacious topics.
You're headed there. I have no problem with that analogy.
Not an
prediction.
Analogy. Right. I so a song then like Conversation with Buster. will come last.
Yeah.
If we make finals.
I see what you mean. If we were to go that way. How about the putting the party money? We didn't really finish that, you know. Do you believe we should have two different competitions?
Two different competitions, yes. Yeah. We left that. I think so too.
Because they need different treatment.
Just use less finalists so that it is not stretched out too long.
But I don't think it was too stretched out too long. I think what happened in the last 5 years that we had very poor Reiki, to use a Bajan term, fast songs.
Yeah.
Power soakers.
So the question therefore is, are we saying go back to two songs because the Sweet Soakers, although there were more in the competition, were beaten by the two fast songs?
No, I think I'm saying that because
you can't judge an R&B song with a rock song.
No, you shouldn't. But watch this here. Watch this, Dennis. Okay. An artist is just walking into the studio to record a fast song.
Mm-hmm.
Walks into the studio, different to artists that's walking into the studio to record a Raga Soka.
Agreed.
I'm just telling you, just walking. We're just talking about walking.
Right. Mm-hmm.
His whole demeanor is different.
Vibe, his vibe, yeah. Yeah, agreed.
And he incites a different...
Mm-hmm.
Reaction
how you feel, yeah.
Automatically.
Yeah.
The crowd goes wild. You don't need to go wild for a Raga Soka, but you love it still.
Raga Soka, you're just rocking.
But you love it still.
You're just grooving.
Or you love it more, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because sometimes is loved.
It's a groove. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But sweet cannot when lyric do jam down. I'm sorry.
It mash up.
Yeah. So they shouldn't be pitted against one another. You have Sometime and other songs like Sometime.
Right.
You have Jam Down, you have and other songs like Jam Down. Put them in their respective pens.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this other question then. Timing for the show, because some artists went on early when crowd was still moving in. Rick, I think people were still moving into the venue when Rick performed.
I got there when Rick was on.
Dennis, I performed for Bajans in several countries. They don't come early.
So it don't matter what time you start.
We performed in England at the time, and we thought the fight was bust at 9:30. Nobody was. They had the doorman and a fella that had a brush doing something in the corner. I didn't know what he was doing. You see 12:30? Players ram. And we was like, oh shoot. Ain't brush no more. You know what I mean? We thought the thing was bust and we gotta go home and get paid. But so don't expect the early thing. The thing though, with the late thing, it mm-hmm. incurs costs. Not only for the performers, but for the
venue,
whole establishment, the whole infrastructure.
Infrastructure, yeah.
You got to look at lights. You got to look at different security because it's dark now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that that's a price.
Right.
I do not know what the price is. I'm just saying,
mm-hmm.
think about the spectacle.
Okay, I got you. And we are having refreshments. For those of you who are wondering why we're whispering in the studio, we've been talking for a long while and our throats are dry. Yes.
I also want to say, for anybody who is even the least bit equivocal as to my intent here today,
mm-hmm.
Mikey is my friend.
Right.
I'm not everybody my friend. Everybody. I don't have any amazing thing at all.
Right.
So don't think when I mention Mikey and say Mikey shouldn't beat nobody by 23 points, I'm talking about Mikey's win. I'm talking about the differential, the
difference between the...
You understand? And mm-hmm. this is not Mikey's fault at all. Mikey ain't got nothing to do with this. Mikey went do his thing to his best ability, and he won. I am glad he won. He's my friend. I'm cool with that. I'm just saying, judging. You cannot be judging and think that is what you saw or what you heard. That doesn't make any sense to me. That competition was tight. Everybody was on the A game. It was beautiful. And we had a good backstage thing, but it was sweet. You know? I don't know.
This person is saying, mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure about the value points awarded this year because of the number of competitors.
Mm-hmm.
But from the results, it appears that four judges had Mikey first and one had him second.
I don't know.
Well, the value, that's how value, know. That's I mean, how the ranking system,
that ranking system. I know,
that's
I
how
know.
The ranking system works. The ranking system says if you have six judges
mm-hmm.
and all six judges have Sluggy at first,
mm-hmm.
then he is position number one.
Yeah.
That's unquestioned.
Okay.
If Sluggy on four judges, number one and two second, mm-hmm. and let's say Smokey first on two judges, but he fifth on the other four, he is going to place lower than someone who has a higher number of rankings at either one or two.
I prefer numerical. Numerical is unequivocal.
But you see, the problem with numerical, I think, was that the artists say they prefer the ranking system.
But that makes it more subjective, though. It's already subjective to begin with.
Correct.
Right? You already put in a subjective number.
Yeah.
Please leave the numbers.
Leave the numbers.
Numbers don't argue. 3 and 3 is 6. 4 and 2 is 6. Yeah. 5 and 1 is 6. You know, don't argue. So, oh Lord, man, you're just making problems.
6 and not is 6.
It's 6 and not is, especially 6 and not. See, 6 and not. Boy, 6 and not is 6 more than anybody else. I feel let's deal with the numbers. Numbers don't lie. So when you got numbers, you don't have no feelings involved. You don't have any thought processes. You don't have any. You know what I mean? Processes.
Yes. Three. Yes.
Three syllables. Processes. I must go foundation, okay? No, but I'm serious. When we don't put these, take as much subjective issues and elements out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Put as many.
Cut all the numerical things in place.
In place.
Right.
I want my paper put 5. Suggy put 6.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey put 7.
Right. Add them up and that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
And, unless chief judge means that you can break a tie, I don't need no chief judge. For what? Or I might say in St. Philip, for what for?
Smokey Burke, Ian Hoggett, Skung Young Allenberg, I'll add more. And
boy, the monikers are coming in.
And
What's her name?
Her name?
We got a big shit.
Yeah, we got a bigger. Betty.
Betty
of the sweet. Betty of the new here. No. Betty was inspired to
she had locks get that hair.
It wasn't locks. It was longer.
Yeah. Okay.
And somebody got a lot of pips for Shorty, and Betty said, "I gonna rock it." And she did.
She take care of us.
Yes, she did.
All she got now is brings on turnovers.
I was waiting on you to get to the sweetbread and the turnovers. Carol, not here anymore.
Listen, my mother in West Terrace. Tell you she wants sweetbread, Smokey.
Your mother listening?
Yeah, if you so.
Miss Aline, this Smokey work.
Begging.
No, yeah. You owe me sweetbread now. This is about 5 years.
4 and a half.
Jeez, dog, Miss Aline, we ain't going to make my right. I got red jerseys, so I'm waiting for the sweetbread now.
Fireworks 2019 in association with West India Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and Coscap. We got beer lyricists in the house. Smokey, Skung Young, and Sluggy.
It's true, though. We see right in the truth.
I'm glad you know
but that. But a man tell me, right, that he like Calypsonians to be straight at your throat.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to him, how is that different to the man in the street? A man in the street could talk like that.
Correct. Correct.
So why would they give you points for being lyrically special?
Yeah.
If you don't use literary devices that a man in the street can't use to set yourself above your level. Because when we go on stage, we are supposed to be different than the man in the street.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to set the game.
Yeah.
Correct.
We get $100,000, come on, man.
Yeah.
What do you mind in the street and get $100,000 then?
Work for it.
You know what I'm saying?
If it could be just simple and direct.
No, it can't be just simple.
We ain't getting $100,000 yet. Why am I getting it?
But you know what I'm saying?
But potentially.
We are given the chance to get $100,000.
The opportunity to earn $100,000.
You came from the era where it was even more stark, where they had many of the audience that were really brilliant.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, men that was good at joking, men could sing. They had a man who used to come with a chair reading them, Smokey. A stool.
Oh. I ain't remember now, but I know.
We can hear me remember your name. This man is coming in the audience with a stool, Dennis. If your body said, come.
Sit down there.
No, we are embracing mediocrity. And Kumba, you talk what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know you, your generation is especially challenged with that because they don't want to tell nobody that can't sing or you can't. Tell the people, have somebody in your ring that can tell you straight.
Boss, George, man, this ain't going nowhere.
You didn't name George no more because you can't be George. You got to be.
I know. That's crazy.
Man,
and
the mom of the bench.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend in Trinidad called Amaree Ennis.
Mm-hmm.
Amaree Ennis.
That name sounds big for me.
She was high. And she on stage and she started with a key. And my brother said, hey, hey. Can I hear her?
Can I hear her say no?
And my girl still singing.
She's waving at you like, eat.
My mom went, lift she, look, my sit down here. Mark, bring somebody else.
Yeah.
I know how true this is. My man is a cut here, we name.
Mark Williams. Mark
Wilson.
Wilson.
Mark the barber.
Mark started singing. Look at me. And I said, for what?
See,
so we had an audience that knew
they were
excellence.
Sharp. They were sharp. They
new
were sharp.
Excellence. Not just new music was all right. Yeah. New excellence.
Yeah. But it also credits to what they were being fed at the time. Remember, everything changed. Once upon a time, radio was seen as an educational thing, along with something cultural. It used to have this brilliant match. Now, what's happened to most stations and DJs is for the create hype. Mm-hmm. So the bashments were hot now, create the hype.
They fall apart, basically.
Right. So, but one thing I would say, well, this is Kong Young. Him and Gabby wrote the song together before they do the song. The song is a bit about this here. No, give a brief synopsis about the song. And then play the song. Right. You know, you would know well Ricky Braffitt, that trumpet solo you're hearing was Ricky Braffitt, you know.
Correct.
The bass you're hearing is Nicholas Branco on the bass. It had Smokey Bird on the rhythm guitar. You know, man was taught like the same. Then the man would say, well, when you hear about the Mother Sally, tell where the Mother Sally come from.
Correct.
Never tell where Calypso come from. Like, they will talk about the marriage between French and Carnival.
Correct.
You know, like, readers.
And Spanish, too.
And right, people will speak about those things, Smokey. But what happened now, you have no, like, it don't happen no more, so you got fireworks only. And nobody else doing it.
At all.
But not only that, you had bands. when you talk bands, right? You had BRC.
Yeah.
Tony Grisette.
Yeah.
You had Troubadours, you had
The Flute.
You had organization. Every band had a star singer. No joke singer.
Yeah.
You know,
listen,
what I mean?
Let me tell you something. There's a fella, now deceased, may he rest in peace, good fella. Short little fella called Midge Springer.
All right then.
Jeez.
Yeah,
let me tell you something,
Midge,
boy.
Midge was a beast.
Midge,
boy.
Listen, I remember, I mean, the man just used to harmonize out of nowhere.
I mean,
on point harmonies, you know, man.
You know what I learned about Midge long after he died? It was something that he kept secret from the rest of the guys. Midge had an aunt who lived somewhere in the Christchurch area.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever Midge spent time with her,
mm-hmm.
he used to go to Doris Provençal.
Oh, okay. Voice coach.
Oh.
But
breathing. Anybody to know because the fellas to know.
But they meant street men.
Yeah.
Correct. You had Jigs. And you had another brother that the men tell me that could sing better than all of them put together. You know what I mean?
You see Jigs?
Yeah.
You understand that Jigs is one of the most fantastic singers that ever come.
You don't got to tell me? I walked from the stadium to the hotel to hang with Jigs after that Nation concert 10 years after the Nation.
Mm.
Nation was 10 years there at the stadium. We walked as Black Orchid from the stadium to the Hilton Hotel to lay with them.
They had a guy, he's dead now, called Fat Child.
Yeah.
Tony Fat
Child. Fat Child.
Yeah, yeah, he was in England.
Jeez, he used to sing with this guy to sing, every time you go.
Yeah, yeah, he was a backup vocalist with, what's his name? Oh.
White guy.
Yeah. I know who you mean, though.
Anyhow.
Yeah, you sang this only.
And listen, I know the greatest of all most Bajans, even though he's a Bajan. Build me up, Buttercup. Just to
all right. For the foundations.
Yeah, for the foundations.
Colin Young.
I saw him in a club do that song with a back in time band, like how he had the plantations.
Mm-hmm.
He came beside that
most
song.
Most Bajans don't even know that he's a Bajan.
Yeah.
The foundations. Actually, the foundation men too.
Yeah.
From the school.
Colin Young and the foundations.
Correct.
Don't get to tell you my generation, like, you know, Jigs. because
that's why I say culturally impoverished.
You understand? But none of my friends,
but just a little effort,
he just heard the song on the TV, like they didn't know, but when they find out, like, you, he's a Bajan. You know what I mean? But so I think like my generation is the last getting that knowledge. Like, it's the absolute last.
I want to get back to that. I think though that a lot of people don't know when people in key, because a couple of generations ago,
just get carried away. They're starstruck so many times, and they just write down something because they're starstruck. They can't tell what musically happened there just now, so they're just like, oh my God. You know, what I
mean? In the spur of the moment, you know they mean? Hit. Yeah. They hit a note.
Yeah.
You see, Michael Thompson. When Michael Thompson was in True Voice, Michael sang with a group in Toronto that opened for Tower of Power. Mm-hmm. Michael sang Lately.
See what?
When Michael went for the octave, the man ran out in the underwear.
The Americans.
The man from Top Power run out in the underwear. Yeah. Like,
and check to see who it is.
Who is he now? Uh-huh. You understand? We are loathed, that's the word.
Yeah, loathed.
To praise our own. Yeah, you know, Mark, they say a lot now. That
best in the world. Yeah.
But business cannot see a vision as being the best in the world.
Because you know why? He's in supermarket with them too.
And they knew him in short pants.
Yeah.
Or with no shoes on his feet or something.
Yeah.
I think the
familiarity breeds contempt. That's what it is.
I think the only vision that we readily accept was the best in the world was Sir Garfield Sobers. We had no choice.
Undisputedly.
We had no choice.
Undisputedly.
Because the rest of the world said so.
The rest of the world
says so first. Says so first.
The rest of the world says so first. 2 minutes after five, this is Fireworks.
If it's up that you're running from, there's no hiding place. Don't believe your love, sweet darling, is something you just can't obey. If you just put your hand in mine, we gon' leave all our troubles behind. We gon' walk and don't look back. Walk and don't look back, no, babe. Put the past behind you, there's nothing in mind. Your first love has broke your heart, it's something that can't surely be done. Don't you leave your love, sweet darling, for something he has done. If you just put your hand,
and that's why I tell people, you got, I must be the only man that's loudly proclaim, and I like horns. As a, listen, I got
Plantation
you.
Band.
Plantation Band. Ian Hoggett Arlene, I've given him that
wasn't
name.
Wasn't Skunk Young,
no, it wasn't Skunk Young, it was Walk and Don't Look Back. Peter Tosh and Mick Jagger made that big. And horn men there, so man.
That's Ryan Blackman,
mm-hmm.
Boo Husbands, and Chris Harper. I think that's who that's all, you know, is.
Boss, yeah. Boss Brass. Yeah. And live, of course, a plantation. Gentlemen, this is the question I'll throw into the mix here on this. The lack of live performances, full brass band behind you, is that part of the reason why we have sometimes this inability for some people to perform 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes on stage with the full festival band without sounding hoarse or running out of breath? Or is it all the fets?
I think that is an element. You have people who sing for 6 weeks every year. Mm-hmm. And the people who sing all year always stand out. You cannot argue. If you do it more than the other guy, you have a chance of being better than the other guy at it. You know what I mean? People come to me and You know, I do a fan. I do some fan. I'm into show.
Right.
So when I perform, there's a lot of show elements in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's play. I mean, there's substance to it too as well. I mean,
okay. Yeah. We know. You know.
But what I'm saying is, some old girl said to me, "When are you gonna open the school?" The other day, it was at Kaduma, mm-hmm. and they said, "I said, what school? Guitar. You want to learn to play guitar?" But what I'm saying is, there's one thing you got to do with anything you want to do with arts and craft and whatever. Practice. That's
practice.
It. There's no elixir. You don't take up this thing every morning. You mix this thing in the jug and you pour it on your skin or you drink it. You just have to practice. That's simple as that. If you have an artist who's doing music every day, mm-hmm. I mean, I sing every night in the season.
Right.
I do it all the time. I'm not the only one. Biggie does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dale does it all the time. Mr. Blood does it. You can pick up the artists who do it all the time. You
Betty.
Can see.
Yeah,
look at where they are, Betty. I mean, it's not rocket science.
Yeah.
These people do it all the time.
But people say, oh, it's because they're the big names. People like them, and that's why they score more. It's because you know your art.
Nah. You have to do it. If you claim to love it so much,
then do it.
Just do it.
It is one of the things that I find, even sometimes when I listen to recorded music that's sent to us, I say to myself, this person gonna have a challenge doing this live, because when they get to the end of a line, they're out of breath. There's no place for them to breathe, to take the next line. So they either sung flat, missed the key completely, or they gasp in by the time they're halfway through the second line.
Yeah, that can happen when you do some over-editing, where you have your predominant voice all the time, just cutting, and so in real life, that is not really possible.
Ian, I want you to say that again, because it is, I'll tell you something, I even tell this to people who deliver on newscasts.
Mm.
Don't take out all the breath pauses, because a human being cannot listen without a breath pause.
The air
is not trained to listen to things without a breath pause.
No.
You sound mechanical. Yeah.
It's the same thing with instrumentalists. You got my play. That's not how you speak to the person. You're speaking. It's another form of speaking. When I talk to you, I don't come, Dennis, we don't talk like that.
No.
So I said, Dennis, what's going on? How things were
yesterday.
Space is important.
Right. And you breathe.
You understand?
And you breathe.
So you breathe.
And you breathe.
So, it's important.
Fireworks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, young man?
I am doing all right. And you?
I am good. My name is Carl Alspadmore.
I vaguely recall that name.
I've heard that name before.
Yeah, I'm not here to speak about garbage, but I'm here to speak about those two men in here who can speak a whole set of garbage too. Right?
Is that an insult? Is that a veiled insult?
I trust
a poorly veiled insult. Sorry.
I trust my friend that before you finish, you say if you have a degree in garbology or garbageology, so that you know how to distinguish between a lot of garbage and a little garbage. Go ahead.
But yeah, you see, so I would refuse to deal with the refuge. Yes, please.
I refuse to be caught up in this garbage talk.
I refuse to be caught up in the refuse that you're spilling.
Yeah, this garbage. Throw that away.
Smokey, I will not waste any more time. But I will try to do the best I can.
Right? Okay, go ahead.
Right. Now, Dennis, I want you to engage these two men for me on two things. Let me deal with.
This is engage for marriage or engage in conversation?
No, conversation.
Oh, conversation. All right, sorry.
Okay. Hoggett
yes,
is
sir.
A white collar, a grunge man. And grunge because he keeps to his roots. He lines still. His ear is often on the ground, and his body too. I want to know to what extent is that has influenced the song he wrote. Also, to what extent still growing up and living in the village influences his arrangement. Then the other fellow you got in there by the name of Smokey Bird, who is an underrated writer
in terms of the folk.
I don't think underrated is the word you want.
What do you want me to say?
I think he's under-understood.
Appreciated. Underappreciated.
That's what they call a tautology. Understood.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, yes. I argue with Smokey. Me and Smokey got these arguments that last about 14 seconds. But just Smokey, you are raging too hard. These people don't understand this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a hard time understanding myself and they break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Smokey started that where you once wrote for the paper and said, I may be wrong. And I'm off.
Yes. It's true. He said it himself. He said it himself.
Let's go back to Smokey writing. I had the privilege of performing with Smokey on the Nifka stage.
Mm-hmm.
And Smokey did a piece about the characters in Bridgetown.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that my view should be playing every single November
mm-hmm.
because Smokey Burt was able to capture a part of Beijing life.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a part of Beijing life? Yes, mm-hmm. Lobby. But you see, some people, even with Smokey Burt giving a piece of joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
People starting to just laugh because it's Smokey Burt, you know, but Smokey Burt reject a serious, serious topic. And make it laugh for 4 or 5 days.
I'm going to tell you something about Beijing brightness that the Lord bright Beijing's ain't going to like now, right? Beijing's bright, yeah. Right? But a lot of them are bright to pass exams.
It's real.
You know what I'm saying? They are bright to pass exams. Yeah. They're not bright every day.
Nah.
You see them a Tuesday? Dunksy.
Yeah.
They don't work. They don't practice the brightness. They got exams. They could do some brilliant stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, every day, they're not bright every day. They're very few of them that are bright every day. Like me and Smokey.
Listen to me.
It's the Padmore.
Four years ago.
Your fella's wicked, though.
I say that with no ounce of.
No, but that's the truth. We don't have the ability. Like, I find that we lack the ability to reason most things.
And Beijing's too lazy.
No, I
unless they have to do it, they ain't doing it.
Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I find that we can't laugh at ourselves.
We don't.
Have a hard time.
We don't laugh at ourselves.
We have a hard time.
But
that's so true. Here's
more. Alf raised a topic there that I, again, was one of the things I flagged. I was going to do it tomorrow, but...
I know you made notes.
I am making notes. Yeah, yeah. here's the thing. NIFCA, National Independence Festival of Creative Arts.
Mm. Correct.
Big name. Mm. How much of a festival is it in the public's eye?
Mm.
No. I know, but I used to... When I first came home from Canada,
mm-hmm.
I used to enter NIFCA. I saw things like NIFCA as a way of letting Barbadians know that I am back home.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me your chops up.
I'm back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But a fellow with that Chopin something in G minor.
Mm-hmm.
I practiced it for a year.
Or two.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I get the Governor General's Award. I would create a song.
From scratch.
And get a bronze.
A gentleman today told me.
It's called National Independence Festival of Creative Art.
A gentleman who took part in it for years said to me today, and that's why I flagged it. He said to me, I received awards that I didn't go to collect. I said, so what do you do it for?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked if there's a, you know, if it resonates with the public.
Yeah, I had like
as being a,
before, I won't flog it now, but mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know that it's always say that. Judges, NCF. Before, I won't do it now. Pardon?
I say you don't like judges. There ain't nothing wrong with saying you don't like judges.
I don't attack judges. I got judging.
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 That is the distinction a lot of people don't make.
No, no, no. Don't please you agreeing now, Mr. Johnson. I'm glad. I'm glad you said it, Ian.
Yeah.
Because he say I
don't like judges.
Don't like judges. Mm-hmm. And I saw people on Judge Panel that me and I cool. We are friends.
I picked 6 judges just now. I cool with them judges.
Right.
Is it judging?
Yes.
Is it judging?
Yeah, the process good.
So a man didn't like your 6 at all.
Right. Well,
I ain't got a problem.
That's cool. Let me go back to the NIFCA, right? Mm-hmm. For years and years, they flogged NIFCA because working with children, and I mean children coming up with their own art mm-hmm. and sounding real good. Mm-hmm. And it's sound good for me because when it comes to singing, like in Calypso or so, it could easily win me over. But if outside of that, if it's just art, you know, like, I'm a hard judge, right? Mm-hmm. So you see these children sound good, their own music, bring the song to Dennis Frico. I can tell the song is that's no Dennis Frico, Ronnie Clark. He'll hear his song. You, this child right this here, I don't deep lyrics in the system or no to the sound of the system. Huh?
How old?
The child was 18. Yeah. The child was 13, 18. Okay. And Freddie, big Uncle Freddie, called the child to headline Reggae Pony Hill.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So then he went Nifka and get a bronze. And me and the people, like everyone, like this girl amazing, but it was the original reggae song, right? Mm-hmm. But then, like what Smokey just said happened and touched me hard. Someone played a classical piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just played back the classical piece.
Because no interpretation of it whatsoever.
And
this, as a matter of fact, they tried to make it exactly.
Yeah.
So it created nothing really.
Yeah.
Right. Like
no creativity.
Right, like, and that's the thing. But classical music already have like performance directions.
Mm-hmm.
We call dynamics, you know, yeah, like correct. Crescendo, yes. Fart sound, or whatever, right? Good. So you follow the piece, Dennis. It can sound good at the classical piece. And plus, what you know, like we still, especially with Nifka and these things, it still feel like an upper echelon thing. So if you play classical music, the feeling at Nifka and in Frank Cullman Hall, Dennis, would be different. Like I know it's big on energy. I've experienced it, Ian. Like if you play a classical piece and those people sit down really enjoy it and clap their hands, and it come down really well. You do better than someone who sing really well and sang their own song. Used to break my mind. That made me cry. And you know who the person is, Dennis? Amber Orano, brother.
I know
who
you were talking about.
When they bring some everybody in station 13, this girl. I mean, like, and the lyrics is little girl sang at 13.
Well, you know my reaction.
All know this song is played on radio. All know this little girl song is played on radio. All know she's about 18, no 19. And this girl's song is still played.
I told you from the first time I heard her, I asked her, that's your voice? She said, yes. I said, boy, let me tell you, this will kill them dead. Fireworks 2019 in association with West India Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, and COSCAP. I got to tell you, fellas, boy, this penultimate show turned out to be more fire than I thought it would be. I should have saved this for Friday. But you see, Friday, I'll be inundated with all sorts of commercials and thing, and people are still writing all commercials where we were playing.
Exactly.
So we can get to talk. Listen, I'm glad you came too. Listen, the only thing missing is the sweet bread, but Smokey be working on that.
Yeah. Andy Carroll.
Listen, when I get home, I can talk to you too, right, Smokey?
Auntie Carol?
Can you talk to you already?
Auntie Carol?
No, he talked to me.
Mommy.
He talking about him, mommy, too. He wanted mommy sweetbread in there. I got to thank you, fellas, for being a part of this. This has been a really, really riveting afternoon.
Yeah,
people, go out and support. Go out, please, and support the Golden Soca.
Yeah, I can be singing.
Smokey singing a verse and a chorus. Are you singing?
I can be singing.
A whole song? Yeah, I hope.
You want to sing a whole you in a song? You say a whole song. This is
song.
A song about a whole
W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, God. I got to check with you, you know.
But Bajans,
you're the fella I got to check with all the time.
I don't get a chance to do this often.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you support so-and-so.
Right.
Buy the music.
Thank you.
Share the music.
Thank you.
Do things that show that you support the person. Don't be just saying, I like you ever said,
I like it real bad.
And never do nothing.
You
know what I mean? We're in the age now, you could make a difference. You can share on Facebook, IG,
listen.
Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things.
One morning, I went to the shop with me, Taffy.
Mm-hmm.
When he come in the shop, I found a Smokey Bird, boy. Boy, I was your biggest fan. I said, I got a $20 bill in my hand. Named two of my songs. And this $20 bill is yours. The man named about 15.
So you had more money for you then?
I the money.
My first installment.
No, but you're happy with that. Listen, I remember I put a relatively unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to go in Cave Shepherd. And a youngster came to me, a young girl. Said, hi, Ian. I said, how are you doing? Said, I bought your CD. I said, cool. I like you came. I like the way you changed the verse, the chorus at the end. I was like,
she really listened.
She listened to the thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are actually people out there who actually listen.
Who actually listen, yeah. You know what I mean? But we need to do better still.
We need to do better. No, apologies. Definitely, Sluggy. I can't afford it.
Dennis, yesterday, you know, you were speaking about the power radio. So, quick, I just got a message from you all. Martin Dennis Johnson, but have a really looking for Sluggy. Mm-hmm. I'm a Wendy Lord. Mm-hmm. This person is visually impaired and says she want to donate to the back to school program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's a lady that can't see. Just correct. Heard me speaking on radio and yeah. Says she loved the energy between us and the passion and says she can donate the program.
Correct.
So I had to speak.
There was a message I was looking for you actually to tell you that a lady asked something about you teaching her child too. So
no, send the royalties. 832-732-7589.
Hold on, that's what she said. She's on ages, man.
Yes.
She said you gave your number too fast.
832.
Don't forget they're going to get paper and the smartphone out.
Oh, quit, Dennis. 832.
Like about him.
832-7589 again. 832-7589. And for real, Ian and Smokey, thanks a lot, man. I enjoy blessed. The knowledge.
Thanks, man. We have fun. Yeah.
Manners. Fellas.
Thanks for having me.
Unfortunately, you know, the season is coming to a close and we got to wait until
next year.
I see. No, I know. Who knows? I got a plan.
Music, I got a plan,
but I don't know what happened yet with the plan. But yeah. I got a plan. You see what we just did here?
Yeah.
I don't know why radio surrendered the night to Days of Our Lives. And when Days of Our Lives left, we ain't put nothing in place. So
come on, Dennis. Don't let go of everything. Come on, don't let go of everything. Come in. Be good. Can't stop me.
All right. If you say so. I can hold you to that. Yes. Not in a song, but. Thank you, fellas. Fireworks 2019. We're out.